Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Yeah, it's a great day to book a trip across the pond because you know who is back in town. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are ya? You'll take on that cultural cacophony, including, yeah, all the exploits of the bull and China shop in chief overseas. The Pelosi problem. Oh, and yeah, she's got a nickname now. Uh-oh. Bid farewell to a few legends, inspiration to action, challenge success stories, and oh yeah, what's Bette Midler got to do with it? We'll take it all on. It's one of our coveted pop-up weekend coffee clashes. If you're listening live, we'd love to get you in the mix, too. It's Saturday, June 8th, 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the east. Our number in motion, 347-857-4505. Hey, Twitter, you know it's 24/7 deal, so live or on podcast, jump in when it works for you at AB Rights. If you are joining us for the live broadcast, you can avail yourself of the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box, all being helmed by the talented, tenacious TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora perched in the booth, and ML headquarters. The show is brought to you in part by Panera, the way food should be, now delivered. Audiophile, music, books, podcast, go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile and our pals at PopNet. Arts, culture, and conversation. They're on air, online, up and running 24/7, and yeah, they do feature select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those robust roundtables. So what do you say you grab yourself something cool to drink, a tall iced coffee or tea or maybe a lemonade, because we've got to quench that throne envy. Welcome aboard. It is the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show.
Thank you.
want to rule the world, for sure, some more than others. Fears for Claire on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, and King of the World from Steely Dan, as Donald J. Trump would like to see himself that way, I believe. He loves that pageantry with the royalty, indeed, but somehow managed, I mean, a couple of decent speeches, I guess, by the grading on a curve presidential scale. Still, put his foot in it on his way over to London, had the audacity to call the mayor of that city a stone-cold loser, insulted the American-born Duchess Meghan Markle, dubbing her nasty, and then, on hollow ground, right before the D-Day commemorative celebration, he, at the Normandy Cemetery, had the gall to have an interview with Fox News's Laura Ingraham, in which he blasted, among others, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, she's got a nickname now, Nervous Nancy, who's a disaster, and nasty, too, because he loves nasty. That's the word he uses for all kinds of women. It's strange. Weird, weird, weird. What's your take? Twitter is AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, PubNet chat box open, too. But they did resolve the tariff situation, supposedly. Deal seems nebulous, but it's a no-go for now, so he's claiming victory on that score with Mexico. Details, as they say, to follow. And all in the midst of it, he managed to work his stubby, quick-trigger Twitter fingers in the middle of the night. At one point, he lambasted Bette Midler, calling her a psycho washed-up has-been because she did, and she admitted she misquoted. She had posted an erroneous tweet, an erroneous quote that was attributed to Donald Trump back in the 90s, in which he supposedly said that if he ever ran for president, he'd run as a Republican because those people are so dumb they would believe anything. He apparently didn't say that. Well, she found out that he didn't say that, and she did delete it, and she apologized. But what about all his false statements? He's always quick to call fake news for everybody else, but never owns up when he makes a mistake. It all seems rather twisted to me. What's your take? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. This is the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Weigh in.
How you doing, girls? Long time no see. Listen, I've been to the doctor lately, honey. I was at $40 to hear that from that guy. My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head. The way you described it, he said, you'd be better off dead than alive. I didn't listen to his jive. I knew all along he was all wrong. And I knew that he thought I was crazy. But you know, none. Oh, no. My analyst told me
what?
That I was right out of my head. But I'm not that easily led, he said. I was the type that was most inclined. When I would have decided to be out of my mind, and he said, I was not. No more if there ends a bus, oh no.
Oh no.
They say as a child I appeared a little bit wild with all my crazy ideas. But I knew what happened, I knew I was a genius. One night, my parents got frantic, didn't know what to do. But I saw some crazy things before I came to numb. So you'll think I was crazy. I may have been only three, but I was swinging. They all did Graham Bell. They all laughed at Edison and also at Einstein. So why should I feel sorry if they just didn't understand the reasoning and the logic that went on in my head? I had a brain, it was fake, so I just let them laugh at me when I refused to ride on all the double decker buses. Oh, because there was no driver on the top. Did you ever hear a story like that in your life? Honey, that chick is bananas. Do you hear bananas? Oh, waiter, bring me another banana back, honey, would ya? Oh, this is come again. A doctor, I think that it's you instead, cause I got a thing that's so unique and new, it proves that I got the last laugh on you, cause instead of one head, ooh, I got two, and you know two heads are better than one.
Hurry, 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 before I go to sleep. I can't get through my feet.
traveling with the new Romanoffs. You got to be sedated. The Ramones on the Amy Beth Arkwe Show, winking a nod to Darcy via Twitter and Kelsey in the PopNet chat box. Thanks for chiming in and tagging along, guys. Also, Bette Midler, Twisted. I think she handled herself pretty well considering the error of her ways. Not so much for the big guy. What's your take? Twitter is AB Writes. Phone line, should you find yourself listening live on Saturday, June 8th, 347-857-4505. Also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box open. I think we have a phone call. Is that possible? Hey, welcome to the show.
Hi. I was just going to listen because I figured if I press 1, you might bring me in and then you might hang up on me. When I show you that you're never troubled
attitude. You want me to hang up on you?
No, unless you want to. I wouldn't be surprised.
What's on your mind?
I said I didn't put my hand up. You have to put your hand up on BTR to be recognized. I just wanted to listen.
You just want to listen? Okay. Well, we'll put you back on hold. Go back listening. Thanks for chiming in. Take care. All right. Didn't put his hand up. That's okay. No problem. What's your take? Twitter is AB Wright's phone line 347-857-4505. So now he's putting his hand up. I don't get it. I don't know. What's your take? Let's see what's going around the horn here on Twitter. Peter says Pelosi and Nadler really have to give us an explanation as to why they're allowing Trump to violate his oath of office. And when you have Amash, who is a Tea Partier, going for the jugular, so says Winsome. What's wrong with the Democrats? Show some spine. Interesting. I think that we're moving in that direction. And again, you know, we've talked about this before. I think it's an impeachment inquiry, which doesn't mean impeachment. So, you know, you have to start the proceedings. And frankly, I think they have to start the proceedings given their constitutional duties, number one. And number two, just the fact that there's so much stonewalling and obstruction going on regarding these subpoenas that are being issued, if you go through the actual inquiry, you'll have a lot more power. So I think we're going to wind up in that direction. More and more Democrats are coming on board. Certainly in the polls, the Democrats, not the entire country, but the Democrats are like 76% would like to see proceedings begin. So we'll see what happens. They're going to start some kind of hearings on the Mueller report on Monday. We'll see what happens. I know Pelosi kicked up some controversy. It was leaked that she said she doesn't want to impeach Trump. She wants to see him in prison. They're not mutually exclusive, by the way. I defer to her because I think she's a savvy political operative. She knows what she's doing. But at the same time, more and more people are making the case that, you know, there's the nervousness amongst Democrats is that you're going to blow it and he'll embolden him because he may get impeached in the House, but he won't get convicted in the Senate. That doesn't matter. He's still going to be impeached. He doesn't want to be impeached, and he'll still have to carry that around with him. And there's so much evidence. I mean, if you compare this with Bill Clinton, if Bill Clinton could be impeached for what he did or didn't do, this bar is so much higher, but you have to go through the proceedings, so you don't want to prejudge it. You want to go through the proceedings. That's my take. What's yours? Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. And we'll just see how it all plays out. In other news today, we discovered this is Pride Month for the LGBTQ communities, and the Trump administration, he tweeted out at some point over his overseas trip that he was supportive, that his administration was supportive of the LGBTQ movement, but they just denied the embassies throughout the world to hold, to fly the pride flag. So we're not so sure. And, of course, they rolled back all kinds of rights. Somebody just said it was 112 rollbacks. I'm not sure if that's true. And, of course, this year is a big year. It's Pride 50, they call it, because it's the anniversary, the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall uprising in June of 1969. So more festivities, I'm sure, will be coming in the office. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Yes, Facebook page, PopNet chat box are open as well. Have at us. Check in and out of Cracker Box Palace. Happy to have you
aboard. I was so young when I was born. My eyes could not yet see. Somebody holding me. They said, I welcome you to Cracker Box Palace. We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Cracker Box Palace. No matter where you roam, no one loves you. Growing up, we're trying to, not knowing where to start.
Rock from the Kinks, Forgotten 45 for Blaine on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show in Cracker Box Palace from George Harrison as we salute the Romanoffs on the road. They're home now. And in all fairness, Don Jr. says he paid his own way. There was a whole big kerfuffle about how much taxpayer money was going into the trip with all the family members taking along. But you know what? I want to see the receipts. How about you? Hey, what's on your mind? Twitter is AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself listening live on Saturday, June 8th, Facebook page, Pop in the chat box, open for those purposes as well. Hey, leave Bette Midler alone, so says Niggy on Twitter. She's a class act. She made a mistake. She owned it. Donald Trump never does. Yeah, fake news is for other people. That's how it goes. Unreal, as they say. We'll see what happens this week. Hey, something else that happened last week. We said goodbye to a legendary radio station, WPLJ, a heritage station in New York City. Certainly one of the influences in my childhood, 70s, 80s. They were a rock station morphed into a AC hit station and has now been taken over by a religious broadcaster after 48 years. They're now known as K-Love. WPLJ certainly lured me into Marconi's box, the morning show with Jim Kerr and Shelley Sunstein. And the call letters, in case you didn't know, was from an old song, White Port and Lemon Juice. And a great version of that song is done by Daryl Hall and company, remembering legendary radio station WPLJ and thinking about its future.
Well, I said WPLJ really tastes good to me. WPLJ, well, won't you take a drink with me? Well, it's a good, good wine. Really make me feel so fine, so fine, so fine, so fine. I went open up the door. I said, please, 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 please give me some more.
White port lemon juice.
Oh, 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 oh. White port lemon juice.
White port lemon juice.
Oh, white port lemon juice. Whoa. Well, it'll do to you.
To you, to you, to you.
The W is a white. The P is a port. The L is a lemon. And the J is a juice.
White port lemon juice.
Oh, white port lemon juice. Whoa. Well, it'll do to you.
To you, to you.
Go
to
ahead.
You.
Take out the can, you shake it up fine. Then you get a good white,
white port lemon juice.
Oh, 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 oh. White port lemon juice.
White port lemon
juice. I said, oh, white port lemon juice. Oh, well, it'll do to you.
To you, to you, to you.
Oh, well, I feel so good. I feel so fine. I got plenty of it.
Thank you, Lord. not there. She'd be off. She'd be off with the nearest truck driver she could find. Much to my surprise, there she was, sitting in the corner. A little bleary, worth the wear and tear. With the girl.
Anything good on the radio lately?
Hey, come on, turn up that radio.
Do you? Woke up this morning, turned on my TV set. That living color was something I can't forget. This man was preaching at me, yeah, laying on a charm, asking me for 20 with 10,000 on his arm. He wore designer clothing and a big smile on his face, selling me salvation while they sang Amazing Grace. Asking me for money when he had all the signs of wealth. I almost wrote a check out, yeah, but then I asked myself, would he wear a pinky ring? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Would his dressing room have a star? If he came back tomorrow, there's something I'd like to know.
Can you tell me?
Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show? Would Jesus be political if he came back to earth? Have his second home in Palm Springs, yeah, but try to hide his worth. Take money from those poor folks when he comes back again, and admit he's talked to all those preachers, say they've been a-talking to him. Lord help us. Just ask yourself, would he wear pinky rings? Would he drive a fancy car? Would his wife wear furs and diamonds? Dressing room, have a star. If he came back to battle, that's something I'd like to know. Could you tell me, would Jesus wear a Rolex? Would Jesus wear a Rolex? Would Jesus wear a Rolex on his television show?
Not. Ray Stevens, of course, the classic, Would Jesus Wear a Rolex? On the Amy Beth Arkwey Show, our little salute to WPLJ and what comes next on that frequency, 95.5 in New York City. You turn me on, I'm a radio, my unofficial theme song from Joni Mitchell. Faraway Eyes, that's the Stones, getting in touch with their inner twang and dialing up the religious radio station. And WPLJ, Whiteport and Lemon Juice, Daryl Hall, with the song, great version of the song that lended the call letters to the legendary radio station. It's now K-Love, as things change in radio and all things in life, of course. It is the Amy Beth Arkwey Show. Twitter is AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself listening live on Saturday, June 8th, Facebook page, PopNet chat box open for those reasons as well. And lots of folks chiming in still about the whole impeachment debacle. I think things are going to ratchet up this week. I just have a feeling. Ziggy retweeting Rob Reiner's tweet in which he says, I urge everyone, particularly Speaker Pelosi, to see Lawrence Tribe's appearance today at AM Joy. I saw it. He lays out a clear path to impeachment proceedings that would reveal Trump's vast criminality and brand him with a scarlet eye heading into 2020. Americans for impeachment, I think things are on the change and the upswing for those in favor of impeachment. But we'll see. And what about Joe Biden and his flip-flop? Is he the new flip-flopper when he took back his position on the Hyde Amendment, which prohibits federal funding for abortions, except in the cases of incest, rape, incest, and the wife of the mother, of course? He said, well, because health care is under the gun and this whole abortion rights are now under the gun in some states in a very severe way, and because he is pro-health care, he had to change it. I think he did the right thing. I think he did the right thing, whether he believes it or not, he vacillated. Again, he is the front runner, and he looks like someone who would probably be able to beat Trump. Again, people are so hanging on to those polls, though, and what happened in 2016. The media is addicted to them, and we get lulled into complacency. So I always say the only poll that matters, November of 2020, and blue no matter who. You know where I stand on that. But, the problem is people will gun for Biden in the sense that he's got this long record. And he's got to say he's evolved, and he's got to evolve in the right way. But again, I know centrists who say we're going to go too crazy to the left and then Trump is going to win. Well, we're not going to go too crazy to the left if you show up and vote in the primary. They always say the extremes vote in the primary, but there's no rule that says it has to be that way. You have a right to vote in the primary regardless of where you stand, as long as you're registered in that party. In most states, some states you can change parties on the day of if you want to and switch, but not New York, I know that. But that means people who run centrist side, if you want Biden, vote for Biden during the primary. That's my point. So we'll see how it all plays out. Long way to go. The first debates start at the end of the month anyway. So let's talk about the Inspiration to Action Challenge success story. Molly in Piscataway, New Jersey gets the shout-out today. She says, her words, I am plunging into a group of short stories with vim and vigor. Thanks for getting me a kickstart with the challenge. And you're right, journaling on a daily basis helps, especially when you're in a rut. I'm with you on that one, Molly. Hey, keep going. Please keep us posted. Inspiration to Action Challenge, has it worked for you? I'd love to give you a shout-out. On the other hand, if you need a little creative kick in the keister, by all means, reach out, and we'll start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one on me. Either way, reach out via the website. It's amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed while you're there. Peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon mysteries, some other goodies are up for grabs. You can also chime in. Guest suggestions, big story, and forgotten 45 requests. And, yeah, we have links to the podcast. Yeah, one-stop shopping. Do everything but buy groceries there. So, by all means, check it out. Hey, we lost a couple of legends this past week. Leon Redbone passed away at 69, legendary quirky performer. And then Mac Rabinac, better known as Dr. John, just passed away about 2 days ago at the age of 77. He was a stalwart on the in the movies, soundtracks. He appeared in some movies, and great spirit, New Orleans legend for sure, and beyond. One of his big hits back in the 70s, Right Place, Wrong Time. Remembering Dr. John on the Amy Bedarkwy Show. Love that opening, right? In the spirit.
Thank you. when I'm gone. Oh, honey, though our friendship ceases from now on. If you can't say anything real nice, it's better not to talk at all. That's my advice. You go your way, I'll go mine, best we do. Here's a kiss, I hope that this brings lots of luck to you. Makes no difference how I carry on. Please don't talk about me when I'm
okay, can I just mention you're talking like a crazy person?
From the front, the side was for the color line, and we all were told. civil rights, Martin Luther King, KKK, George C. Wallace, and LBJ. When the National Guard came in, I thought the world was gonna end. It was crazy in Alabama.
That's Crazy in Alabama again for new reasons. The great Kate Campbell on the Amy Beth Argui Show and a pair from Luminaries We Lost, Leon Redbone, Please Don't Talk About Me When I'm Gone, and Mac Rabinac, a.k.a. Dr. John, Right Place, Wrong Time. Great stuff, guys. The music lives on and on. Don't forget to tend your own garden. Take a step or two towards your goal. Embrace your talents. There are no small steps, of course, because none of us know how long we're spinning around this great planet. Quick trip around the social media platforms we go before we sashay out of here in the PopNet chat box. Carl says, I think you're right. Things will ratchet up big time in the next couple of weeks. Buckle up. I think you're right about that as far as impeachment goes. Debbie says, hey, great listening to the show live, enjoying it. And you know who has got to get the heck out of the White House. We'll see how it goes. Now, one of the infamous tweets that he posted, I guess towards the tail end when he was flying back home, this is an actual one of his tweets. He says, for all the money we are spending, NASA should not be talking about going to the moon. We did that 50 years ago. They should be focused on the much bigger things we are doing, including Mars, in parentheses, of which the moon is a part, defense and science. No, not really. And Andy says, this is a lose-lose scenario for Trump. Either he's an absolute idiot for believing the moon is part of Mars, or he didn't actually mean it. But having the writing skills of an 8-year-old is not an excuse. Either way, the U.S. president is ignorant and incompetent. Uh-huh, indeed. As we said, buckle up. It's going to be an interesting week, for sure. Hey, thanks for joining us. Trudy and Aurora from the TCS crew in the booth, ML at headquarters, keeping us moving. Don't forget, you can follow the Amy Beth Argui Show wherever you get your podcasts, from Mixcloud to Stitcher, iTunes to NetNow, and, of course, all roads lead back to our website, amybetharcoui.com. Reach out and friend us. You know, follow us on social media. You can friend me on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. Our producer, Trudy Hart, is at Radio Trudy, and I am at AB Rights. In the meantime, drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us, won't you? I'm Amy Beth Argui Show. I'm going to leave you with a little infusion. We need this all the time. Of peace, love, and understanding, this time from Springsteen and Company. Take care. I love you all.
All right, we hope we know all our parts. Should we try?
This wicked world, searching for life.